The Terre Haute Police Department is working to preserve the memory of Officer Brent Long, who was killed last summer while serving a warrant. WFIU's Mia Partlow has more on how the department commissioned Terre Haute sculptor Bill Wolf to create a life-size bronze statue of Long and his canine Shadow, who was also killed.
Artist Bill Wolf just moved into the old Mace Lincoln Mercury showroom in downtown Terre Haute. It's apparent he's not used to all the space because he's crammed most of his clay and bronze models into one corner, leaving the entire showroom floor empty.
I'm kind of getting, it's been a little rough getting used to it because it's so big now. I've got so much area to work in.
He's a humble, quiet person, but a prolific artist who loves to show off his work.
And this is a fairly heavy bronze for the size of it. I can show you here. See how heavy that is. but yes, the other maquettes, there's the John F. Kennedy.
Wolf has several projects in the works, including a series of four murals for the Vigo County Courthouse and a 15-foot tall statue of Larry Bird. But the one closest to completion is a memorial statue of Terre Haute police officer Brent Long and his dog, Shadow.
It is an emotional thing because we lost one of our officers that are hired to protect us, and it means a lot to me, also because my son is a police officer.
Creating this sculpture meant Wolf had to think carefully about how to depict Long. He didn't want the memorial to look like some other bronze statues, which depict soldiers as battle heroes but give no hint as to who they were as people. He wanted Long to appear as a heroic everyman, someone you could relate to.
You know, I personally wouldn't want it to look like he was a hero, so you want it to look a bit, have a hero's stance, you know, and a hero's stance, I say, but you also want—I kind of want to get that personal look, too, so he's a little relaxed in his pose, and the dog, Shadow, will be at attention.
Wolf originally wanted to depict the dog looking up at Long to show their special bond, but Long's wife nixed the idea, saying the respectful way to show the dog was at attention, the way he was trained.
There's not too many guys out there like him. He's a really good guy.
That's Dan Armentrout, a friend of Long's and also an officer with the Terre Haute Police Force. Armentrout spearheaded the effort to raise money for a memorial to Long. His initial idea was to install a plaque, but that plan was scrapped when the police department raised enough money to commission the life-size statue. He says it's a good representation.
Yeah, it's a very good representation of him. He was down to earth. He's very laid back, but a very friendly police officer to people on the streets as well. He's a very, trustworthy and loyal friend.
Armentrout has worked with Wolf and Long's wife, Danielle, throughout the process. Wolf says he hopes Long's memorial will stand the test of time.
This is something that's going to be around for 1,000 years. So you want to do, first of all, a good job,
The statue of Long will eventually be installed on the grounds of the Terre Haute Police Station, but no date has been set. For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.
You can see a photo of the clay model created by Bill Wolf at wfiu.org/arts.